You're listening to Random Observations with Ash. Hello, obviously I'm Ash. I'm doing my own intro. This is a daily podcast, guys, Monday through Sunday. Yes, Monday through Sunday. Come listen in to my personal thoughts, my observations, hence the name, life lessons learned along the way, along with like random subject matter that is sure to inspire you, make you think, or even make you laugh. Enjoy the random observations. If you are fascinated by hearing other people's perspectives and personal journeys, then you will definitely enjoy this podcast. Think of it as people watching with your best friend or those deep, random, and raw conversations that you might find yourself having in the wee hours of the morning. This is a lot of fun, you guys. I hope that you enjoy this podcast. You're in for a treat if I did not already say that. Thank you for your support. Enjoy the show. Hey guys, happy Thursday. This is episode 120 of Random Observations with Ash. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your Thursday. We're kind of at the end of the week here. And today, the subject matter at hand is something that I just had pop in my mind another night ago. And I like when this kind of happens. And it's like I get these random thoughts that pop in my head. And a lot of the times it's more for me. But then I kind of think, well, it might actually benefit or resonate with someone else. As we all know, it's like you just never know who might need to see the message that you're getting or the download that you're getting for yourself. So that message ended up being something that went along the lines of stop trying to be and just be. And to like expand on that, as like this popped in my head the other night, and it was like a weird kind of thought that just kind of creeped in my headspace. And I thought about it and I thought I'd kind of share my thoughts behind this after it kind of floated around in my brain. So when we think about the expression, like, stop trying to be, just be. And now this can be in a gazillion different ways when you really think about it or break it apart. But something I've been thinking about is just the notion of like trying to be XYZ. And this kind of goes in line with like meditation in some weird way, or like just the present moment. And obviously, this goes in line with like goals and aspirations, as I've been kind of talking a little bit about that in the past couple episodes here. And even just like trying to find yourself and trying to figure out what you're doing and who you are. And yeah, like this little expression, this little nugget, if you will, of just like stop trying and just be. And it sounds so basic and so simple when I kind of speak it aloud, but I think a lot of times for myself, and maybe for you too, like we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to like try to be XYZ, try to be this whatever, like try to go after these goals or these aspirations. But then when you really think about it, it's the whole present moment idea. It's like, okay, we can try to be something. We can try to be better versions of ourselves. And I'm not saying that's not a smart idea. I definitely always try to one-up myself and how I was last year, yesterday, last month. But then really kind of thinking about it, it's like just being in the present moment. It's like, why try so hard to be something when you can just be in the present? And yeah, it's like, it sounded really good in my head, but then as I'm trying to like put it out into the ether, like trying to expand on it, it's not quite coming forward the way that I was hoping it would. But anyways, I thought I'd share that just because it was one of those like random thoughts that kind of crept in my mind. And of course I tweeted it, because isn't that what we all do? We tweet random shit that pops in our headspace. And you never know. But I think the real important kicker here is just to not try so hard to be something, and just to just be. and just really not worry so much about trying to figure it all out. And I think that's like the kicker. And this is kind of where I was going into the whole conversation, I think yesterday, of just like not trying to find that 5-year plan, not getting too future focused, not worrying so much. Because I know a lot of the times, and this kind of goes into the whole episode that I did last Sunday, of like thinking, okay, am I offering enough value? Is this going to resonate with someone? And I think these are all like normal conversations that we all have happen. And we're all going to be trying to, we're all obviously trying to be something. We're all trying to achieve a goal or to achieve something, or we're trying to work towards something, or we're trying to do better at something, or we're trying to start something fresh or begin again. And like, if you just put that all to the side and like drop all the future focused visions or all the goals or all the aspirations that you and I both have, and just be in the present moment, like on this Thursday morning, wherever you are happening to be listening to this, or if you saw the tweet from the other night, it's like, let that sink in. And I'm letting that kind of marinate for myself. And I'll probably keep it in the back of my mind, like whenever I kind of notice myself like trying to go into that headspace of like going after these goals or going after these aspirations or trying to be XYZ or trying to be a better Ashley, or insert your name here. It's like, really, truly, it's all about just being yourself. And again, that's cliche, and I know that. It's like, how many times are we going to hear that message? What does that even mean? And of course, also like knowing that we're trying to find ourselves, we're trying to figure ourselves out. But if you can just let yourself be, like, that's going to be the repetitive word of today. But I don't know, it felt really like a profound like message, and I'm sure it's been like shared other places or like in other formats or other ways of like sharing that same type of message. And I'm sure it like kind of goes in line with like meditation or yoga or just mindfulness and like really coming back to the present moment and not trying so hard. And I think there's like a distinction between trying hard, like in terms of like working hard and like doing hard and like all that, and I'm completely on board with that. But then also kind of finding that balance, I guess, even though I don't know if there actually is balance in any arena, but that's like a whole nother conversation. But like, instead of getting so adamant and like just working hard towards finding yourself, because I think that's the other thing too, like when you really think about it, it's like we're all out here trying to find ourselves, we're all out here trying to figure ourselves out, we're all trying to figure out what that purpose is, what that passion is, what that, who we are. And I think what happens when you take that pressure off and like just not worry so much about finding yourself, because this is like me kind of expanding on my own internal stuff, I guess, of like, if I just put that to the side, if I just let that kind of sit over there in the corner, and I don't worry so much about figuring myself out, because I think this is something we all do. It's like a common thing of like trying to find yourself and trying to figure out who you are and like trying to find all these layers. But the weird thing that's coming forward for me is just be Ashley, just be you, just be in the present and not worry so much or not like waste all this extra thought and all this extra time of trying to find yourself. Because again, I think when you take that pressure off of yourself, when you take that, like, I gotta find it, I gotta figure it out, I gotta figure out who the heck I am, like taking that time pressure, because I think that's really what it is. It's like, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, like I'm 33, I should have it all figured out. I should know who I am. I should know all these things. But then where does that come from? Like, where, who is a society? Like, where is that pressure coming from of like trying to find yourself? And I think there's nothing wrong with like I mean, the typical expression that kind of goes in line with this, I guess, is like being a late bloomer or having things happen later in life or having things click later in life. And obviously, there's a ton of like memes out there and quotables, and obviously you can Google till your heart's content and you can find all these like famous people or successful people that didn't make anything real until they're in their 40s or 50s or 60s. And I think that's really important to digest, and that's important for me to kind of sink in. And obviously, like, I can look back at like myself in my 20s and like 25, 26, 27. And in that moment, I was like, you should have it figured out. You should have it figured out. You should have yourself figured out. And here I am at 33, still having that same mind shatter of like, you should have it figured out. You should know who you are. And I think that obviously on some level, because I think this also comes from experience in life and just all the ups and downs that kind of go along the life journey. Obviously, I know myself better and more than I did at that 25 point or at that 26 point, or even like going way further back, like 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, etc. Every year, every moment, every present moment, every experience, every engagement, every encounter, every relationship, every job, every situation that happens day by day by day, all the present moments add up to help us learn more about ourselves. And I think that's why this little thing that kind of hit me the other night of just be, like, why try so hard to find yourself? I think it goes back in line with what I already said, which is maybe, just maybe, taking that pressure off of me, taking that pressure off of you. Because again, I had these thoughts when I was in my 20s. I have these same thoughts at my 30s. And even though, like I said, I know more now than I did then. And that kind of goes into the whole hindsight buddy. Like, obviously, you could look back and be like, oh, I should have known that at that point. Or I should have done X, Y, or Z. Or I should have trusted myself back then. Or I should have done something different. It's easy to go down that path. It's easy to kind of fall into that place where you're like, oh, I should have known better. I should have, like, the whole should have conversation. And obviously, that's a whole other topic that I could definitely go into around the how, the should have, the coulda, woulda, shoulda. And that always makes me think of that, like, Sex and the City episode. I think there was an episode, I forget what season, but it was like all about the shoulda, coulda, woulda. And I think, I forget what character said it. But if you know Sex and the City, you'll probably recall that, maybe, possibly, if you happen to watch that same episode. But it's just about coming back to the present and taking that pressure off of ourselves. Because again, like I said, it doesn't matter how old you are listening to this. And again, like, I'm not some expert. I'm not some like fully realized person. And I think through this dialogue, through this little podcast that I keep doing, it's just that present on top of that present on top of that present. And obviously the experience by the experience by the experience. And I think that's why it's so much more valuable to just truly sink into this present moment and just know that each moment that we get, each present moment, by truly experiencing the experience, it's all going to add up to something. So that is my kind of philosophical, weird type of episode for you guys on this Thursday. It all stemmed from that little thought that kind of popped in my head the other night. And I hope that if anything, this gives you a little more like hope or what have you. Like, if I was in my 20s and I was listening to this, I'd be like, Wow. I guess I would feel a little, honestly, I'd probably feel a little discouraged because I'd be like, well, shit, like if I'm in my 20s and I'm having these questions, and then if someone tells me in their 30s that they are still figuring it out, I mean, it would make me feel discouraged, but then it would also make me feel a little less worried. Like it would be a happy kind of feeling because it would be like a happy discouraged because I think it would be more happy than discouraged because hearing that would help that 25, 26-year-old me to realize that it's okay because you're always going to be figuring it out. So, anyways, guys, this is like my random dialogue that I'm having with myself out loud. And hopefully, this makes sense. Hopefully, this gives you hope. Hopefully, this, if anything, let this remind you to be in the present moment and to just enjoy the present moment and to just be and not try so hard to be something. Like, obviously, we don't know what the future holds. We don't know what we don't know. So, on that note, you guys, that's going to conclude today's dialogue, today's thoughts, today's random episode. And if you're not following, definitely go do so. Random with Ash on Instagram, Random with Ash on Twitter, randomwithash.com, all the places, and of course, all the podcasting platforms, du jour, whatever your choice or how you listen to episodes. I've noticed that more and more people are using Spotify for podcasts. I don't know, maybe that's just me from just noticing, but it is on Spotify. And I will be back in your ears tomorrow for another episode of Random Observations with Ash. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening or day whenever you happen to listen to this little episode. And let me know your thoughts. Let me know if this brought you any kind of like hope or inspiration or anything. And of course, let me know your thoughts on the subject matter. Like, do you have similar types of dialogues with yourself? Do you have similar kind of like feelings? And how are you being in the present? How can you find a way to take that pressure off? I'd love to hear, and I'll probably do another episode to like kind of expand more as I kind of think more about this, like think about ways of kind of being in the present moment, because I know there's a shitload of information that you can Google about mindfulness and being in the present and truly sinking into the present. But it might be fun to kind of like see what some of my tips or suggestions are as I kind of think about it. So let me know if that's something you're into, or if you'd like to hear my suggestions or how I kind of come back to the present moment. That might be a fun episode. So, on that note, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your Thursday. And thank you for just letting me kind of try my darndest to verbalize these random headspace moments. That could be a little thing, headspace moments with Ash. All right, guys, take care. So there you have it, you guys. That was a episode of Random Observations with Ash. That's me. And I wanted to let you guys know that if you have not followed, definitely go check me out. I'm on Instagram, Random with Ash. I'm on Twitter, Random with Ash. I'm also on the website, randomwithash.com, where you can kind of get more and more of me. Obviously, come on, it's like a daily podcast, so there's quite a bit of me to go around, if you will. So thank you, thank you, thank you for giving me your attention, for taking the time out of your busy, hectic day to kind of come up and give this little podcast a listen. I really, really appreciate it. And of course, if you're not subscribed, definitely do so. I'm on all the different platforms, originating on Anchor, which is where I actually record these episodes. Pardon my fuck up there. And on that note, you guys, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. And final, final thought, if you're not, go ahead and share this with someone that you think might enjoy this little random-esque podcast.